broadcasting from the 960 The Patriot Studios in beautiful Arizona. Your Car Insiders.
Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes Benz?
On the road again.
Good morning and welcome to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to start off the morning with sending out a very special thanks to my friend Bobby and his brother David at B&N Auto Sales. Bobby and David Rabati, B&N Auto Sales, located at 15225 North 32nd Street in Phoenix, Arizona. You can call Bobby at 602-722-9151. It's a great place if you're looking for a pre-owned commercial vehicle. You know, one thing that's always been there, and it's no mystery, but I used to always laugh when you went to, you saw an advertisement for a car dealership, and it said, "We'll pay off your trade no matter what you owe." And it used to annoy the heck out of me, because guess what? They have to pay off your trade no matter what you owe. But if you are buying a car that's $40,000 and you're trading in a car that's worth $20,000, you take the $40,000 minus the $20,000, add your tax, title, and license, and then you have to add your payoff. Now, many years ago, banks would not allow car dealership contracts to show negative equity. So what they had to do was raise the price of the car, the amount of money that you're upside down in the vehicle. Negative equity has been here for a really long time, and I think it's going to get even worse with all these people that went out in the last 3 years and paid well over MSRP on cars, because there is no KBB ad or no used car ad by a used car manager for what you paid over on that car. And it especially becomes a problem when you start showing up at the dealership and the car that you waited 8 months for, they now have them sitting on the showroom floor or out on the lot. So here's a story about a 36-year-old who's paying off a $66,000 loan on a $49,000 Ford Explorer after a trade-in. Americans are getting run over with negative equity loans due to long-term car loans. Now remember, if you buy a $50,000 car, okay, and don't buy anything else and don't have any negative equity, and you add your 12% for tax and license, you're $56,000. Okay, so where'd this other 10 grand come from? And obviously, it was probably negative equity from the cars he traded in. Stories of shady deals on used cars are everywhere. But then there's the recent tale of an Atlanta area data engineer who traded in his family's two cars for a Ford Explorer. The revised Ford's $49,000 price tag to an even swap, $10,000, $22,000, how about $66,000? Though that might sound like inflated fuzzy math leeching from a con man's pen, a recent Bloomberg story puts purchases like this one in a stark perspective. At a time of high auto loan rates and soaring car prices, they become more common because of a phenomenon known as negative equity. I got in the car business in 1988. In 1988, most people's down payments when I worked in the car dealership was the negative equity from the car they were trading in that they only owned for 2 years. Though that might sound like inflated fuzzy math, okay? Remember, the figures don't lie, but liars know how to figure. You need to be able to understand each line every step of the way as to where they come up with the bottom line for the amount that you're financing. A gentleman saw the deal as a necessity with a fourth child on the way. He told Bloomberg that he felt uneasy about his decision. I don't want to be paying interest in a car that I don't even have anymore. Well, he's not alone. Many car owners today owe more on their cars than what they paid for them, a situation similar to being underwater on a mortgage. Here's what's behind the phenomenon, what you can do to keep from getting run over by your own vehicle. Remember, not long ago, you could snag a car loan for 4% or even 5%. Well, 2 years ago, you could snag a car loan for less than 3%. The last quarter of 2023, the interest rate of a 60-month new car loan from a commercial bank clocked in at 8.15%, according to the Federal Reserve. That's the highest rate the Fed has recorded since at least 2006, and may explain why people are opting for even longer loans, which, though the rates are higher, often come with a lower monthly payment. At some 72 months, the new car loan interest. So if you finance a car but only make minimum monthly payments, you could soon find yourself dog paddling to keep up with interest charges. So I will tell you this. I bought a car in April of 2024, and I was, as they would say, throwing up in my mouth a little bit when the best interest rate I could find for myself with an 800-plus credit score and half down on the car was 6.09%. So what I'm doing with that car loan is I'm paying from the first payment a minimum of an extra $54 a month. It's not a huge difference, but it's going to take months off the term of the loan. But what I will tell people is if you're going to prepay a car loan, you start from the beginning. You start from the first payment. What makes me crazy is when somebody has a 72-month car loan, they paid 56 months off, and they have a few months left. You know, when I say a few months, they have 16 months left. Well, most of the interest is gone. I'm dealing with that right now. My wife, her car was hit, and I received a check for diminished value, and she wanted to throw the check at the car. And when I explained to her that was barely any interest on the car loan left, I'll just keep making the car payments. Well, she said to me, I'm just going to throw the check on the car. Well, the car's in her name, and she can do what she wants. But I always used to laugh when it used to say, happy wife, happy life. There's a new one that I heard the other day, and it was happy spouse, happy house. I'm here to help you. Now, I'm not going to throw the last little bit and pay the car off. I'll just make the payments till the loan's paid off. But it's understanding what to do when you're making any transaction. Because if you're refinancing cars at a lower interest rate, you're buying a new car, and the new rate is higher than the rate that you were trading in the cars with, and you're upside down, you're absolutely financing the negative equity at a higher rate than you were paying on that loan. Hitting the brakes on the underwater car. Negative equity has always been around. It's more prevalent now due to the market adjustment. They never seem to get added at the time of the trade unless you're trading something in that you have, they still can't get. Now, I'll tell you, I went to Barrett Jackson 2 weeks ago, and they were selling some brand new cars through the auction. And all I know is they ran a brand new 2023 80-mile Ford Bronco Raptor that didn't bring MSRP at the auction. So when you buy these cars and you pay $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 over MSRP, or you went out and bought a Z06 and paid even more than that over MSRP, or a Cadillac Escalade V and you paid all that money, you have to keep in mind what the consequences are going to be when it's time to trade that car in. It's one thing to look at the vicious cycle of sinking debt as inevitable. In truth, many American consumers could save tens of thousands of dollars, numerous credit score dings, and untold hours of stress simply by taking a needs versus wants reality check. There's a reason the phrase new car smell has entered the cultural lexicon. It's an alluring, even addictive prospect to purchase a newer, gently used vehicle. The market knows the car sales team also knows how tired you are of looking at your duds-dented side panels day after day. But falling in love with the car, any car, before going over your numbers from top to bottom first means you turned a rational financial decision into an emotional one. I tell everybody every step of the way, keep it rational, not emotional. Once you get a firm grip on your budget, you may find you're much better off holding on to your used vehicle, opting for public transit, tuning up your bike, and or right opting for timeshare. I don't know of many people that have opted for the public transit, bicycle, or rideshare. Otherwise, you can find yourself driving in circles, even if it's in style, on the way to the poorhouse. Bloomberg quotes their director of insights at Auto Market Research, Edmonds. Unless American car shoppers break their habit of buying again too soon, we'll see negative equity tides continue to rise. Negative equity tides will continue to rise. Okay. So I mentioned something earlier about Vroom. Vroom pulled the plug on online car sales weeks after settling a lawsuit with the Texas AG. So let's see if I can find this article. Vroom lawsuit, Texas AG. Okay. Vroom pulls the plug on online car sales weeks after settling a lawsuit with the Texas AG. Texas-based Vroom announced it's shutting its online sales operation, laying off nearly 800 employees. Instead of listing used vehicles on Vroom.com, announced the Vroom has halted all purchases and sales of used vehicles. We're discontinuing their e-commerce operations and winding down their used car vehicle dealership business. The announcement comes as sales for the company have dropped and legal issues became costly. In December, Vroom settled the lawsuit filed by the attorney general in Texas for $3 million. The lawsuit alleged the Houston-based car company engaged in deceptive trade practices, along with the payment Vroom agreed not to advertise or sell used vehicles without having the title. I want to send out a very special thanks to Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, located at 8801 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Troy and Rich are a pleasure to deal with. If anybody needs a Volkswagen, it's not a better place, and I'll be happy to go there with you. Remember, the easiest way to reach me is pick up the phone, call me at 602-525-1370.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Stop in and experience the no-bull difference. It's our way of doing business where customer satisfaction is our top goal now and generations to come. We're located at 99th Avenue and Loop 101 or online at EarnhardtHonda.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you are in for a great ride. And that ain't no bull.
If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new, pre-owned, and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories. Or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated and is the proud recipient of the Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. Shopping for a new or used car should be an enjoyable and comfortable experience. With their inventory inside a 115,000 square foot climate-controlled showroom with all natural lighting and three levels of vehicles to peruse, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is confident that you will leave with a smile. Visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their vast selection of luxury cars and trucks, ready for immediate delivery to the greater Phoenix area. They are located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. Or you can find them online at arrowheadmb.com.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. Once again, the easiest way to reach me, it's pick up the phone, give me a call at 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead for their support of Your Car Insiders. If you're looking for a Mercedes-Benz, please visit Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead. They offer new pre-owned and certified pre-owned vehicles and are constantly adding to their inventories, or they're happy to custom order the Mercedes of your choice. Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead is family-owned and operated as a proud recipient of Mercedes-Benz Best of the Best Award many times over. They're located at 9260 West Bell Road in Peoria, Arizona. You know, I was talking about Vroom and before the break. So they're winding down their used car dealership operations. The Texas Attorney General's office filed a lawsuit in 2022 against Vroom just days after iTeam reported on the car company's troubles. Vroom's customers have filed over 5,000 complaints with the Better Business Bureau in 3 years. There is no other company in my database that racks up that many complaints as Vroom, the president of the Better Business Bureau of Metropolitan Houston. Many reported complaints were about paperwork issues and delays with receiving a vehicle's title and registration after purchase. A gentleman waited for more than 7 months after buying a car with Vroom before he received the title. We can show we paid for it. We can show that we own it because we can't show that we own it because he doesn't have the title. Car dealerships do sometimes sell cars with the title in transit. But I've never dealt with anybody that bought a car and we couldn't get the title figured out, or I couldn't reach out to somebody in the dealership and have some assistance with any title issues that are going on. Now, I will tell you, I've helped quite a few people, and you have to understand, when you buy a car, on the back of the car, they put a temporary license plate. That temporary license plate expires within 45 days. After 14 days, please don't call me to tell me that you don't have your new license plates yet. They normally take somewhere in that 25 to 35 day range to get the process paperwork through the Arizona Department of Motor Vehicles. You know, as I mentioned, you know, these articles and some of the ones that I really like, they're on Jalopnik. So some dealers' fees are legit. Some others are totally fake. And here are the ones you have to pay. Well, sales tax. In most states, you have to pay sales tax on a car purchase. Alaska, Montana, Delaware, New Hampshire, and Oregon are the exceptions to the rule. Typically, you will pay tax based on where you register the car, not where you buy it. However, states like California and Arizona have laws that dictate if the car is purchased at the dealership, you're paying sales tax. Now that the car market is starting to shift back in the favor of the consumers, some dealers are going back to their old tricks and finding creative ways to make profit than just overcharging for your car. Consumers are going to face a bunch of additional fees on top of the negotiated price. Some are necessary while others are not. Now, they talked about legit sales tax, and I mentioned about states that don't charge sales tax. Now, if you want to buy a car and register it in one of those states, the last time I had somebody try to do that, he had an LLC from the company, but the dealership said, we want a driver's license from that company. We want the funds drawn from a bank in that state. Okay. It's not as easy to pull the wool over the states anymore on collecting the sales tax. Remember, the car dealership is collecting the sales tax. They're not charging it. The buyer's on the hook for the sales tax in those respective states, regardless of where the buyer resides. So there's a phrase called reciprocating state. So if you go into a state, and I'll give you an example. Buy a car in California. You pay sales tax. If you have a trade-in, you pay sales tax on the total purchase price of the vehicle. There is no tax credit for the trade-in. So I had a gentleman, and he understood it completely. He was a pleasure to deal with. Bought a car here, traded in a car here, went back to California, and all he had to do when he went to California was pay the difference in the sales tax percentage rate and the difference from the tax he saved on his trade-in. Tax is not charged by the dealership. It is collected by the dealership, calculated on what that state charges for sales tax. Documentation, DMV registration fees. Okay, I'll never forget selling a car, a private party, to a young kid who drove down from Flagstaff, and he was arguing with the woman in the DMV that she wanted too much money for the license plates. I'd never seen that before, never seen it again, but I thought it was kind of funny. Department of Motor Vehicle, every state has a fee structure to process your license plates, registration, and so on. The dealer will pass these fees on to the consumer. Some states have small itemized things like tire taxes, so if you have a long list of small fees, these are usually just the cost of doing business in that state. Also, if you're buying a car from another state, some dealers employ a third-party titling and paperwork service to handle the interstate transaction. This cost is usually between $300 and $500. Fake certification or reconditioning fees. Now, there is a thing called fake certification. If you go to XYZ Motors and they're telling you the car's certified and it's a Honda, Honda has not done anything to certify that vehicle. But if you do go to a Honda dealership or a Ford dealership or a Hyundai dealership or a Lexus dealership or a BMW dealership and you buy a certified pre-owned car, there is a fee involved that is charged from the service department to the sales department to certify that vehicle. However, if you're going to the dealership and the car's advertised, and I'm making this up, the car's advertised for $39,999. And when you get there and they start explaining to you that it's $39,999 plus the $15.95 certification fee, I have a problem with that. I also have a problem with the dealerships that advertise any reconditioning fees can be in addition to the online sales price. Nitrogen in the tires. Low jack security systems. Dealer ads. Okay. If the car has dealer ads, most dealerships will negotiate on the dealer ads. Okay. Some won't, some will. It all depends on where you're at. Dealer fees. Generic dealer processing fee on top of your state sales tax. Okay. Now, dock fees in the Southeast, in my opinion, are the worst. I helped my friend's mother buy a car in Florida, and the dock fee at the dealership was $999. Okay. Keep in mind, when they break down the out-the-door price, you want to know is how much is the tax? What's the sale price of the vehicle with any dealer ads? What's the sales tax? What's the dock fee? And what's the license plates? I'm here to help you. I'm here to navigate through these fake fees, real fees, and some of them that are a little bit of both. If you'd like my help, feel free to call me at 602-525-1370. I want to send out a very special thanks to Adam Breen and his team at Santan Hyundai Genesis in the Santan Motorplex.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. At Rodeo Ford, an Earnhardt dealership in Goodyear, we offer a huge selection of new Ford vehicles, all with low, no bull prices. Visit today or go to RodeoFord.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Family owned and operated for four generations, Coulter is celebrating 100 years in the Valley since 1923. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat every customer with the respect they deserve, provide quality sales and service in a casual and relaxed atmosphere. and do it at a competitive price. It's really that simple, and it's how we've built lasting relationships through generations of car buyers. Coulter employees are dedicated to making every customer a part of the Coulter family for their car buying life. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let the Coulter team show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders and 960 The Patriot. I want to send out a very special thanks to Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix for their support of Your Car Insiders. Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix has flourished thanks to their uncompromising dedication to complete customer satisfaction. Throughout the years, they've operated under one philosophy: treat their customers with the respect that they deserve. Coulter's experience is the difference. Paul Glanz, general manager, has been affiliated with the Coulter Group for 29 years. They invite you to visit Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC of Phoenix, located at 12th Street in Camelback, and let them show you the way the car ownership experience is meant to be. They're family-owned and operated for four generations. They're celebrating 100 years in the Valley. They celebrated 100 years in the Valley since 1923. You know, one thing that I'm a really big believer in, and I buy them on every one of my cars, and it was an interesting article that I found. Should you buy an extended warranty for your car? It's a tough decision to make on the spot. Extended warranties for your vehicle become a joke on social media in recent years thanks to all those annoying telemarketing calls. But if you're buying a new car, you're likely to get offered one before you sign on the dotted line. So what should you do? Because you never know, Johnson says he bought the extended warranty offered to him on his truck once the lease was up and he decided to keep it. As soon as you can, okay, I don't need this. Wait, just wait. Murphy is waiting for you, he added. Okay, so what I'll tell you, and I tell all my clients, there's no better time to buy an extended service contract on your vehicle at the time that you're buying the vehicle. If you look at buying the service contract 3 years later when you're out of factory warranty, there could be inspections involved with the cost, and you have to consider how much did the warranty go up in those 3 years. Now, I am a big believer in manufacturer service contracts. There are some dealer groups that sell products that are third party. There are some that I believe are pretty good, but I do in most cases, I like the factory contract. Okay. JMNA is not a bad choice. MPP, which is owned by Warren Buffett, is not a bad choice. But I've always been a believer in what is backed by the factory. Preston says buying an extended warranty that kicks in after the manufacturer is paying for something you don't even know you'll need or use for the matter. This is a point of sale offer that may catch buyers off guard. Research warranties ahead of time. Before you head to the dealership, check out the terms and conditions of their extended warranties. Ask the dealership for time. If you didn't ask, it would take a day or so to look into them and then decide why the rush. Wait until the manufacturer's warranty expires. Okay, I've already mentioned about what happens when the warranty expires. You can also shop around for an extended warranty once the manufacturer warranty is about to expire. You have a better feel for the car's reliability by then. Set the money aside. Okay, you can absolutely self-insure yourself. I've had service contracts on every single car that I've owned since, I'll say for certain, 2003. And I had a BMW 7 Series, and it was a certified car, and I actually prepaid the maintenance. And between the maintenance cost and the warranty cost, I want to say I paid about $3,400. But remember, that was 2003. Or 2004, because the car was an 03. I bought it 1 year. But I'll never forget when I went into the dealership and my service advisor and I had become friends because I saw him so many times. He looked at me and laughed and said, Gary, you just hit $40,000 on repairs and maintenance on your car. That was what was billed to the warranty company that was backed by BMW. Now, that included cover and brakes. That included a transmission major repair. That included fixing window regulators. That included fixing a broken sunroof and all the maintenance in the car. It was an extremely wise decision on my part. The only car that I've ever owned that I did not use the warranty was in 2006. We had bought a brand new Mustang GT with the 4.6 liter V8 engine, automatic transmission. It was a car for my wife at the time. And actually, she was my girlfriend at the time. She's my wife now. That car was the only car that the warranty did not pay for itself. I'm here to help you. I'm here to point you in the right direction, whether or not a warranty is worth your while, whether or not you need gap insurance. There are people that tell me that, you know, if you're buying a brand new car and you have dogs and they have an interior protectant, okay, it may not be something that you, it might be something you'd want to consider. I'm here to help you make those decisions. I want to send out a very special thanks to David Garcia and his team at Rodeo Ford, located 13680 West Hess Drive in Goodyear, Arizona.
Great reputations aren't just given. They are earned over time. Since 1951, the Earnhardt family has forged its reputation as the finest automotive group in Arizona. Among them is Earnhardt Santan Hyundai. Shop now and get 3 years complimentary maintenance on our full lineup, including the all-electric 2022 Hyundai Ioniq 5. Stop in or visit online at santanhyundai.com. Remember, if your vehicle has the Earnhardt brand, you're in for a great ride, and that ain't no bull.
Welcome back to Your Car Insiders on 960 The Patriot. I want to send out a very special thanks to Joey Staples and his team at Earnhardt Honda, located at 10151 Papago Freeway. And before I forget, I want to send out a very special thanks for my friends at Cigar Therapy. It's a wonderful, wonderful place if you're just looking for an hour or so relax. It's a veteran-owned and operated small business located at 4219 West Bell Road, southeast corner of 43rd Avenue and Bell Road. They have a cozy lounge. They welcome you, and their thoughtfully curated selection of premium house blend and boutique cigars. They're open Monday to Saturday, 10 to 9, Sunday, 10 to 6. It's a great place to unwind a little bit during your hectic week. They're open 7 days a week. You know, we talked about that vroom thing. And I have a feeling they say no, but I can't understand how all these cars getting sent into the market, running through the auctions, is not going to affect used car prices, and not in a good way. So I found an article. This one is from June. It's from a car salesperson, and here's 6 ways to save money at the dealership. He said you should start by finding a vehicle at a local dealership that you're interested in buying. Let's look at a dealership up to 100 miles or so from your area and find 3 to 5 more vehicles in the same make and model with the same equipment. He said to have the data you gather on each of these vehicles so you can use it as a negotiating tool at your local dealership. Well, what happens when you show up at that local dealership and the dealership knows that the car that you're talking to them about is actually on the locator showing sold? Okay, it doesn't really help you. So one thing that I'm allowed to do or I'm able to do when I'm helping somebody buy a car is my friends will run locates. They'll tell me where cars are. So a lot of the manufacturers' websites will show not only the dealership's inventory, but every dealership's inventory. And a lot of those cars are marked reserved. So if you show up at a dealership and you show them 3 cars that you said the other dealerships had and you only found the one that was sitting on the lot, you just loaded them with the ammunition. So understand what it is that you're doing. You are not going to outsmart, outthink a car dealership. The goal for me is to make sure that you don't get outthought and you don't get tricked. Now, the one thing that I do like about buying cars locally, okay, a lot of car dealerships with the limited inventory, they take into consideration if they're ever going to see you before for service. Okay, if you're buying a car 65 miles from the dealership and they know they're never going to see you and it's one shot to sell you the car and there's someone else in the dealership that's buying the car that lives in that dealership's backyard, they're going to sell the car to the person that lives in their backyard. According to this gentleman, you should have a conversation with a salesperson, a sales manager, the local dealership that has the vehicle you want. He said, "You said I want to keep my business local. Do you want me to keep my business local?" Davenport's reason for the question is to get a yes. They're always going to say yes. That's when you say awesome, and you reiterate that you're going to do all your vehicle service needs at the dealership. Davenport said that this is also the time to bring up the other dealers you research that have comparable vehicles. He said to say, "Listen, I did look at a couple of other vehicles, and I like them just as much as I like yours, but you're local to me. Do you want to keep my business local?" Well, that works out really well if those cars are actually there. If you're at a car dealership and they have the car that you're looking at and it's the only one that you've seen, okay, there's a really good possibility that the cars that you're looking at online, if you haven't been there to see them, may not be available. Now, how many times do you want to repeat yourself to get the sales manager saying yes? And I'll tell you this. He talks about willing to lose potential buyers. So back in the day when I got in the car business 35 and a half years ago, when the customer got out and they were heading for the door, the sales manager did everything but tackle them to try to complete a transaction. Okay. Now, the difference today, after you've been negotiating and you're not buying the car, they hold the door for you on the way out because they're so hard to come by. Cars, certain cars. Now, it's not everything. If you're looking for certain pickup trucks, these dealerships have 100-day supply of them. If you're looking for certain other cars, like a RAV4 hybrid, okay, they're not going to chase you out the door and beg you to buy the car. This is an old one. Never tell a dealership you're paying cash, okay? There are dealerships that actually raise the price of the car if you're paying cash. There's also incentives if you're paying cash. Financing the car instead of paying cash. When I helped that gentleman last week pay the 2.9% on the Honda for 36 months, he actually thought if he paid cash, they would give him a better deal. If you haven't been pre-approved for financing through your bank and you want to disclose that fact, you can tell the person that you might be interested in financing through the dealer. That will leave the dealer with the hope that it can make some money through financing and it might be willing to discount the purchase price of the car to get your business. But if you say yes, you're paying cash, or even go through your bank for financing, that option is unavailable to them. Dealers might reduce the purchase price of a car if they think they can make up the difference in financing. Davenport recommends getting trade-in offers from several different dealerships, which can help you negotiate the best price for your trade-in vehicle. However, he cautioned that you should avoid trading in your car at dealerships that have no interest in the make and model. For example, he said if you had a Toyota Corolla, don't expect to get the best value for trade-in at a Lexus dealership because it would likely give you the lowest amount possible and resell it at an auction to recoup what they paid for it. Consider listing your vehicle on Facebook Marketplace. So here's what I'll tell you. You have to shop for the car and you have to shop for the trade. But remember, the trade value is only important and only matters if it's at the dealership you're buying the car at. Okay? So I remember a gal was buying a car from one of my really good friends and she had a $39,000 trade-in. $39,000. So if you take $39,000... and we'll just use 8%. That's $3,120 in sales tax savings. So this woman was getting $42,120 for her car with tax savings. Well, she outsmarted the dealership, and she went to another dealership that offered her $39,500 for the car, and she sold her car. Well, she got $500 more, lost $3,000 in sales tax, and expected the dealership to eat it. Well, the dealership didn't eat it, and she paid what I call the stupid tax. Okay. If you ever go to Carvana and get a bid on a car, it'll show you that your car will be this much worth this much more using a sales tax savings. I like this part of what he said. And the last two I really like. Davenport said the best deal, you can negotiate each thing separately. You do not interlace them. You stay focused like a laser beam, and you're happy with the price of the car. You move on to the trade. When you're happy with the trade, you move on to financing. Now, here's what I'll... This is what I like, the best part, and that, no, I did not write this article. The last thing he talked about is hire a car buying advocate. If you don't feel you're up to the task of negotiating each part of the deal separately, he said, hire a car buying advocate who will do all the legwork for you, including locating the car you want and negotiating the best deal. The only thing you will have to do, he said, is sign the papers. You'll have to pay a fee for a car buying advocate. One service car buyer advocate charges $500 plus $100 for each trade to negotiate the best deal. However, some services between $1,000 and $2,000 or $100 to $200 per hour. Car buyer's advocate states that people can lose $2,000 to $10,000 when buying a car on their own, so a fee of $500 or even a little more might be well worth it. The company states that an average savings on a new car when using its service is 18% of MSRP. Okay, I don't believe that. Okay, if you decide to hire a service, help you negotiate the best deal on a vehicle, make sure it's a car buying advocate. I charge a fee. I'm an advocate. I am not a broker. Car buying services, however, are typically in cahoots with car dealerships. I'm not in cahoots with the car dealerships. I don't receive payments for generating leads. These services are not interested in helping you negotiate the best deal possible. So where he's wrong in what he just said was car buying services. Okay, that's not a car buying advocate. Okay, car buying services are brokers. Things like, you know, Costco. Costco is a paid service. The dealerships pay to become Costco dealers. I am a consumer advocate. I am not a car buying service. I am not a broker. When you pay me, and my fee is $400, I don't care how many trade-ins you have. I don't care what you're buying. I've helped people sell Rolls Royces. I've helped people buy Bentleys. I've helped people sell Aston Martins. I've sold Ferraris for friends. I've helped a ton of people buy BMWs, Mercedes Benzes. The fee is $400, and you only pay if I help you. Remember, only if I help you. I'm here to help you buy a car. I am not selling you anything. I want to send out a very special thanks to Anthony Reed and his family at Reed Motors. Anthony Reed and his family, I've known Anthony for more than 25 years. He's helped numerous clients buy pre-owned vehicles, and these days they're more in the $10,000 to $15,000 range. They're located at 2121 East Indian School Road, or you can reach Anthony on his cell at 602-957-0721. Once again, I want to thank all the sponsors for their support of Your Car Insiders. B&N Auto Sales, Mercedes-Benz of Arrowhead, Coulter Cadillac Buick GMC, Earnhardt Honda, Santan Hyundai Genesis, Rodeo Ford, Lundy's Peoria Volkswagen, Cigar Therapy, and last but not least, Reed Motors. I'm here to help you buy a car. One of these other articles is 6 signs you should walk away from a used car deal. As falling used car prices give buyers a break, you might be planning to visit a local car dealership or browse used cars online before making a purchase. Make sure you're not falling for a scam, working with a dishonest seller, or buying a used vehicle that could soon give you trouble. If you notice any of these six signs, consider walking away. You can't get enough vehicle information. Never agree to a used car unless you contain all information to assess the vehicle's condition and reliability. This includes requesting service records as well as vehicle history reports, title details, and accident information. Okay. Sometimes it's kind of hard, if the vehicle wasn't serviced at that dealership, to sometimes get service records. But it shouldn't be that difficult. Keep in mind, service records, vehicle history reports. Vehicle history reports are not 100% when it comes to accident information. An honest dealer should let you check out the car by yourself. You should be able to inspect it thoroughly and obtain feedback from an independent inspector. Don't ever feel pressured to making your purchase. The vehicle's condition raises red flags. Be careful of common red flags involving the used vehicle's condition. If the vehicle's high in mileage, the car might be have a shorter lifespan and require expensive repairs. Take a good look at the car thoroughly. Look under the hood. Check for any worn parts, odd smells, or leaks. Listen for noises. The dealer isn't transparent. Okay, the seller isn't trustworthy. Those are all good reasons, okay, to walk away from a car. Okay, I've helped many people walk away from used cars because I didn't like the car or I didn't feel the car was a good value. I'm here to help you. I am not selling you anything. If you'd like my help, please feel free. Call me 602-525-1370. And once again, I want to thank everybody for listening to the show.